You're listening to SBS News.
Qantas was set for another $1 billion profit, but a multi-billion dollar loss, Qantas CEO Alan Joyce says, reflects a year ruined by a near total collapse in travel demand.
COVID-19 has punched a $4 billion hole in our revenue. The flying kangaroo wings are clipped for now, but it's still got plenty of ambition.
The downturn in travel led to the premature retirement of the Boeing 747, while its entire A380 fleet is sitting in storage and could stay there for the next 3 years. As a result, it's written down the value of those assets by $1.4 billion. Restructuring costs, including redundancies, amounted to a further $642 million. 6,000 job losses were announced in June, 4,000 people will leave by the end of September, while another 20,000 staff have been stood down. But taking away the one-off costs associated with COVID-19, underlying profit was $124 million for the year. And while a union survey showed 70% of aviation workers have been stood down from their jobs, almost 40% say they're receiving no income. Qantas has not joined a call for aviation-specific financial support. Nick McIntosh from the Transport Workers Union explains.
We're very unclear as to why Qantas will not sign on with the union and with other aviation companies calling on the federal government to introduce Aviation Keeper.
Qantas is warning things will get worse before they get better. It doesn't expect to fly internationally until July next year. And at the moment, it's flying at only a fifth of its pre-pandemic domestic capacity. Chief Executive Alan Joyce calls for border clarity.
We still don't understand why states with zero cases for a long time have borders closed to states with zero cases.
Canberra Airport's Managing Director, Stephen Byron, says that by the 1st of October, there must be plans in place to restart domestic aviation at 25% capacity at least.
If we don't have that, then really you have to realise that there will be zero flying going on between the 1st of October and the middle of next year.
And it's not just Australian airports that are suffering. Auckland International Airport, which is New Zealand's biggest and Australasia's third busiest, announced a 63% decline in its profit to about $177 million. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.